This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks for being with us on the program today. We welcome you all to the WPGM Community Forum. We're going to be talking about veterans today, and we're going to be talking with the Veterans Affairs Director for Montour County. Joe Pennypacker has been on board now for a bit over a year, and we are going to meet her, find out what she does and how she works with the veterans of Montour County. Hopefully some interesting and useful information to pass along to the vets of our listening area. Joe Pennypacker, we thank you for joining us on the program.
Let me just start by asking you a bit about the job here, how long you've been on board.
I started with the department in March of 2020 as the clerk, and then in November, I became the director when John Novak retired. Previously, Doug Rezegi had been the director for 11 years.
And give me a bit of your background and what has prepared you to help the veterans of Montour County.
I have lived in the area since 2007, and my husband was Air Force veteran. My dad was in the Navy, and my grandfather was in the Army. I myself am not a veteran, but I am the spouse of a veteran and the daughter of a veteran. And many of our cases we'll talk about are the family members of veterans.
Definitely, when you're dealing with veterans, having that you know what's needed. In other words, because you've been around it.
Yes, I have been around it, and it's a very unique population that this office serves.
Now, I don't know if you know numbers, but in Montour County, any estimate on the number of veterans out there, or at least the ones that you're dealing with?
The most recent statistics I saw recently were from PA Vet Connect, which is a new program by the state. And the coordinator sent those around, and they're from 2019, and I believe there was something like almost 1,400 veterans in Montour County. We're one of the smaller, well, we are the smallest county in Pennsylvania, and so we have a smaller population, but we also serve some of the surrounding areas when other county directors are either out of the office or having, turnover or something. So we do try to help as many veterans as possible, even from the surrounding areas, when we can.
That's interesting that it's not limited to, you don't live in the county, we don't help you.
Well, it's on a case-by-case basis, okay. Really, and kind of a need-based. And a lot of the population that we serve are perhaps people that are moving into the assisted living homes that we have here in Montour County. And they may have their home of residence in another county, but once they move here, we help them with those claims.
And the needs certainly are so varied, because I know when I was a kid, I thought of as a veteran as this old guy that fought in the war. But veteran could be anything from the most recent conflicts and somebody who's way younger than me, or World War II at this point, who are I'm sure. There's a few of them that still live in the county that are, on the other end of the age spectrum.
Yes, the age spectrum is varied, and we do have younger veterans who are coming to apply for either compensation, like the disability compensation services, or just education benefits, or inquiring about job and other type of benefits. We've had, unfortunately, even young widows of young veterans that have, come through this office for help and with their claims, because they would be eligible for what is called dependency and indemnity compensation, because their husband died of a service-related disability. So, and then on the other end of it, we have, the older family members of a veteran are the veteran themselves, who are either applying for a need-based pension or a disability compensation claim.
And now you're in this new facility here. Not the facility itself is new, but new to the county. Has the kind of the upgrade, has that helped in dealing? I know when I interviewed Doug Rezegi a number of times, it was hard to find a time, and the phone never stopped ringing. Is that pretty much the situation? Are you guys kind of trying to stay on top of that with the you know, bigger facilities, more workers?
Well, actually, there's just myself for right now. I say we, but it's actually just myself. Sorry,
the royal we. Right?
Yes, but we, as in, I do have support from other county directors who are mentors since I'm new in the role, and also from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, which is the umbrella that my certification comes under. I have great support there. So when I say we, it is not just me. It is other people that I can rely on to get the answers that everyone needs when they call this office. It has been pretty busy. I do have a number of claims that I'm working on in the process. So the phone's not ringing right now, but it does ring quite a lot.
I'm guessing it will before we're done talking, right?
It probably will.
And since you come from a family of veterans, you've been surrounded by this, you probably have a far better idea than some people who would say, what do you do in this post? Who are you helping as far as the needs? What are the needs? Just walk me through a typical day and, what kind of situations you're dealing with and how you're helping.
I'm still learning what that involves as being new in the role, but we handle a number of different types of claims for veterans. And to get started with even any claim, like either disability or pension claim, the first step is the intent to file, which notifies the VA that the veteran or family member plans to file a claim. And at that point, it will hold the effective date for them to the date of that intent to file. And that is very important that gets done. Because that can mean that there's retroactive benefits once the claim is awarded. So that's super important. We also have to be appointed as their representative, and there's another form for that. and then once we get into the actual claim forms, there's a number of forms that need to be completed, and the doctors have to fill out forms, the nursing home or assisted living has to fill out forms that all say what the costs are for a pension claim that the person has to put out for their care in that facility. For compensation claims, a lot of information has to be gathered. Medical records have to be requested. Sometimes we do that, or the veteran will do that themselves, or we will fill out forms and the VA will actually do that. So it kind of varies with the situation. We also do real estate tax exemption applications for veterans who are 100% disabled. And they typically are, I'd say, the most easy one that we have to do here because it's pretty straightforward. They need their financial records. They have to make under, I think, 97,000 for their income. And they have to provide their financial records. And those are sent to the state. This is a state program. If they're awarded, then they don't have to pay their real estate taxes for the next 5 years. And then it's up for renewal. They can have it renewed and continue with that as long as their finances are under the income threshold. I'd like also to remind people that Montour County has a Veterans Emergency Assistance Fund. And this fund is funded solely by donations, and the money is held in a separate designated account that cannot be used for anything but the needs of veterans who apply, who have an unforeseen financial difficulty. They would have to apply to my office, and then the application would go to be approved by the commissioners. And this fund is meant to help basically a one-time need, such as if someone's behind on a power bill or a medical bill or something that they got behind on due to just some unforeseen, unfortunate circumstances. And that bill would be paid directly from the fund. The check would be cut directly to whatever that bill is. So it's just something that's helpful for some veterans who just need that little bit extra help sometimes, and that fund is available. And starting next year, for the next 5 years, Montour Solar One is planning to designate $12,000 a year to that fund, which is going to be a great help for the veterans in this area who have those needs.
Is that something that's just a Montour County program? This isn't something that's being done everywhere?
No, this is a local Montour County program. This is something that the Doug and the Legion started years ago, I believe in 2014, and that fund has been ongoing. Sometimes when someone passes away, they might say instead of, you know, flowers, just to donate to the fund for the veterans or in memory of a loved one. So a lot of our donations come in memory of someone. And also there's other groups and organizations that might raise funds and then donate to that fund specifically. And it is 100%, every bit of it goes to help a veteran. And so we're very happy to have that fund. Some other counties might have a similar fund, and there's also the Veterans Temporary Assistance at the state level that I believe the award can be like $1,600 a year that people can apply for at the state level. And we can help get those applications together for people if they want to apply for that fund as well.
Just the fact that there is a department in county government devoted to veterans, you know, it speaks for how much is going on, how much there is. Has that changed? I mean, do you tend to see changes over time with new programs and so forth?
You can always expect changes coming from the VA or even the state programs, especially the VA programs. Even just in the last year, they came out with three new presumptives for the Vietnam veterans for the Agent Orange-related illnesses. So that is huge because veterans who may have applied for those benefits in years past, in some cases, if their claim was denied, then those are going to be looked at again and re-adjudicated. And they might be eligible for that award if they had that, you know, disability, like, for instance, bladder cancer.
So even during this year of everything else being not the same, you've been dealing with changes in your job as well.
Right. And I'm learning that every day is a learning day. From what I've seen in this role, in this job, there's been no downtime. I mean, I go home at night and think about a case and try to research stuff on the internet, even to try to, you know, find some articles or something that can help make a case. But it's every day is like a new day. Like each situation, each case, each person who comes in is unique. They might all be, some of them might all be filing for the same type of benefits, but every situation is different because of their unique circumstances.
And of course, also on the topic of veterans and those who have served, it is Memorial Day weekend. So let's talk a bit about the upcoming events. Danville and Montour County always are ready to honor those who have lost their lives in service to the country. Tell us what we can expect this year, despite the fact that the pandemic has altered things a bit.
Each year, either the Legion or the VFW would host the event. Last year, it was the Legion's turn, but they didn't get to do it because of the pandemic. So this year, it was again their turn. So they are hosting, and it was decided that still because of the situation with COVID, that it would be a more scaled-down version, and it would be on their property at the Legion building on Route 11. So they are still doing the ceremony at the bridge at 11 o'clock on Memorial Day, and by 11:20 they expect to be back at the Legion parking lot, and they'll do the kind of a more brief ceremony than they did in the park in the years past, but it'll still be an honorable ceremony. And everyone that wants to come is invited, you know, to that. And I believe they're even going to be giving out a bag lunch or something afterwards.
Okay. But no parade?
There will be no parade, just because at the time that the decision needed to be made, there was still a lot of restrictions on how many people could be along a parade route, and there was still issues with, well, what if it rains? What do we do? You know, we usually use the middle school as the alternate location, but we didn't even know for sure if that would be available at the time we had to make the decision. So, and also a lot of, during the parade, usually the older veterans would ride like on a rabbit transit bus or something since they couldn't walk the parade route. So it was just kind of decided that we still needed to be very careful because the population we want to honor, the veterans, are the most vulnerable.
So it's happening on the bridge and at the Legion.
Right.
But no parade. And again, the times?
11 o'clock at the bridge, okay. And that'll be pretty brief. The roads aren't going to be closed or anything. So you would, if you're going to that, you would have to park and walk, I would assume. And then back at the Legion by about 11:20.
Okay. And again, like you said, that'll be briefer, but a ceremony to honor those
yeah,
lost.
I imagine it'll probably last an hour. I'm not even sure how long exactly, but it'll be honoring, and they'll still have some of the same things that they had before.
Okay. And I know, I mean, that's been going on for I don't know how long, many, many years. I mean, I was a little kid when I used to go to those. So do you feel like Montour County's especially proactive in this area? Because, I mean, you know, every community does not have this.
I do believe that Montour County is very proactive and very involved in helping the veterans and their families. I've seen that with the involvement I've had with the American Legion and the VFW.
You've been listening to Joe Pennypacker, Montour County's Director of Veterans Affairs, updating us on the weekend events for Memorial Day and talking about the veterans she serves throughout Montour County in her role, which she's been in now for about a year. Thanks for being with us on the program, Joe, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.